Our Smita Krishna Maharaj has already cited the verse from Hari Bhakti, which is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, where initiation is said to be the great transformation.
Naš Smita Krishna Swami već je citirao stih koji je naveden u Hari Bhakti Vilasi, a u kojem se inicijacija uspoređuje sa velikom preobrazbom.
In that verse, alchemy is described.
U tom je stihu opisana alkemija.
That is how to transfer one base metal with the addition of certain substances and a certain process into gold.
A to je način na koji se jedan osnovni materijal dodavanjem drugih supstanci može pretvoriti u zlato.
Look at this.
Pogledajte ovo.
Wouldn't it nice if it would be gold?
Zar ne bi bilo lijepo kad bi ovo postalo zlatno?
Golden karatal.
Zlatni karatal.
Do you know what is necessary to make it gold?
Znate li što je nužno da bismo od njih načinili zlato?
You would fight against the strongest law of nature, according to physics. That's the strong force which keeps the different atoms in their respective positions.
Trebali bismo se boriti prema protiv najsnažnijeg zakona za koji fizika smatra da postoji u ovom svijetu, a to je sila koja drži molekule, odnosno atome na okupu.
It's a certain material force which keeps everything in place, and this is called the strong force because really it's the strongest force.
Dakle, ta vrlo jaka sila koja, materijalna sila koja postoji u ovom svijetu, održava sve na okupu i ona se naziva na engleskom snažnom silom, Maharaj kaže, zato što je snažna.
It's really not for a weak force to transform this into gold.
Slaba sila svakako ne bi uspjela ovo preobraziti u zlato.
Similarly, we need a strong spiritual practice in order to transform our hearts.
Na isti način, potrebna nam je vrlo snažna duhovna praksa kako bi se preobrazila naša srca.
Our Krishna Chaitra Prabhu has informed us about this strong spiritual practice. Yet he has also described how it works. You have to avoid certain rules, avoid the offenses.
Naš Krishna Chaitra Prabhu već nas je obavijestio kako je to snažna duhovna praksa potrebna i kako trebamo slijediti određena pravila, odnosno izbjegavati uvrede.
And he has so kindly offered us the example of Srivas Thakur as a success story.
I ljubazno nam je ponudio priču o Srivas Thakuri kao primjer, kao uspješan primjer.
Today I would like to talk about five treasure boxes of transformation from the Padma Purana.
Danas bih želio govoriti o pet kutija sa blagom koje se navode u Padma Purani.
And I would like to also say how this ancient spiritual alchemy is present in the teachings and of Prabhupada and its application in modern life ISKCON.
I također bih želio objasniti na koji se način ta duhovna alkemija prisutna u sva pravopadenim učenjima i u modernom ISKCONu.
So listen carefully, it will not be boring if you are attentive. If you're not attentive, it will be very boring.
Zato vas ja želim pozvati da pažljivo slušate, jer vam tada neće biti dosadno. Ako ne budete pažljivo slušali, ovo ćete smatrati vrlo dosadno.
Yes, I'm saying this in your own interest.
To govorim na vaše dobro,
because
na vašu korist.
We have come to a stage where we want to know good, the philosophy is clear, we want to know the new names.
Zato što sam već došla do tog trenutka kad nam je dosta slušanja priče i želimo čuti nova imena.
So, you won't hear the new names now.
Sad još nećete čuti nova imena.
So therefore, please, to not be bored, be attentive to what you hear.
Zato nemojte, još uvijek nemojte pasti u dosadu, nego s pažnjom poslušajte ovo.
The first factor of transformation in ancient time was called tapa or austerity.
Prvi čimbenik preobrazbe u to drevno vrijeme bila je tapa, odnosno strogost, pokora.
In the old times this was made by that a Vaishnava, in order to acknowledge his, let me say, belonging to Krishna, would be brand marked with hot iron.
U to drevno vrijeme, kako bi Vaishnava pokazao da pristupa gospodinu, bio bi žigosan usijenim željezom.
Still today this is done in the Sri Sampradaya.
To se dan danas čini u Sri Sampradaji.
You would get these mottos of the Lord, of the insignia they're called. I believe it was, what was it? Shankha, that is the concha and the chakra, the Sudarshan chakra, this fire wheel.
I njega bi žigosali sa znakovima, gospodinom znakovljem, koje je prikazivalo šanku, odnosno njegovu školjku i čakru, dakle plameni disk.
Because our priest comes from the spiritual background of South India, he has today brought these things to brand mark you.
A s obzirom da naš svećenik pripada indijskoj, južnoindijskoj tradiciji, on je sa sobom ponio sve potrebno kako bismo i vas danas žigosali.
And the fire, as Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has remarked, is therefore to heat up the hot iron which will go into your sacred flesh.
Kao što Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu primijetio, vatra je zapravo namijenjena tome da usijemo željezo koje će biti utisnuto u vaše dragocjeno meso.
It's exciting.
Postaje vrlo zanimljivo, zbudljivo.
Please wash it. Wash it and fill it with water. Shalom se. But the element of austerity is important so that the transformation can happen.
Ali taj element pokore jest neophodan kako bi proces bio uspješan.
It is so important that you will give four promises to follow austerities, that are these four rules and regulations.
Vrlo je bitno što ćete dati zavjete da slijedite te četiri vrste strogosti, odnosno pokora.
Yes, the four rules and regulations.
To su četiri pravila i propisa.
They are the voluntary application of tapa in modern, in Gaudiya Vaishnav traditions and in also in modern life ISKCON.
Oni predstavljaju to načelo pokore u suvremenom ISKCON-u i u suvremenom svijetu.
The second important point is what is called Urdhva Pundra.
Druga značajna stvar je ono što se naziva Urdhva Pundra.
Urdhva Pundra is a sign, the Tilak sign, which means translated into English language, the road which goes upward.
Urdhva Pundra znači tilak koji nanosimo na sebe, što prevedeno znači put koji vodi prema gore.
This Vaishnava tilak means many things. One of them is that see, between these two lines, Radha and Krishna live in the middle. It's the temple, so to say. These are two walls, temple walls, and in the middle Radha and Krishna live.
Postoje različite objašnjenja vaišnavske tilake, a jedno od tih je da dvije crte predstavljaju dva zida u hramu u kojem žive Radha i Krishna.
And this is the Tulsi, where all the holy places are residing.
Ovaj donji dio je Tulasi, mjesto na kojem prebivaju sva sveta mjesta.
But Urdhva Pundra also means the way which goes upwards.
Međutim, Urdhva Pundra također znači put koji ide prema gore.
This movement is, we want to categorize it according to different philosophies. Its philosophy is purely the philosophy of the transcendentalists.
Ako bismo željeli ovaj proces svrstati prema drugim filozofskim procesima, on je isključivo proces transcendentalizma.
We hold the strong opinion that the spiritual world is much, much more important than the material world.
Mi vrlo, vrlo čvrsto držimo da je duhovni svijet puno bolji od ovoga materijalnog.
In a movement like ours, always material philosophies and influences are threatening to come inside.
U pokretu kao što je naš, uvijek nam prijete različiti materijalni utjecaj koji se žele probiti unutra.
But we are purely a transcendental philosophy.
Ali naša filozofija je čisto transcendentalna.
Go back home, back to Godhead.
A to je da se vratimo kući.
Don't go to the material world.
Nemojte otići u materijalni svijet.
Don't become a normal person in the material sense.
Nemojte postati normalna osoba u materialističkom smislu.
There's a road.
Postoji put.
Urdhva Pundra.
To je Urdhva Pundra.
And you can remember it every morning as you move from the root of your nose to where your hair starts.
I možete ga se prisjećati svakoga jutra dok povlačite prstom tilak od korijena nosa do svog vlasišta.
The third principle is the holy name of the Lord, which is really identical with the Lord.
Treće načelo je Gospodinovo sveto ime koje se ne razlikuje od samoga Gospodina.
Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigrahai. This name is the form of God.
To ime je oblik Boga.
Krishna is Krishna, in other words.
Drugim riječima, Krishna je Krishna.
To realize it is your project now.
Vaš projekt sada je da to spoznate.
It might take one lifetime, it may take many lifetimes. It's a serious project.
Projekt je vrlo ozbiljan i možda će vam trebati jedan život, ali možda će vam ih trebati i puno više.
Yes. Now you are all talking, we don't want a train station here. Please, if you wish to talk, there are many places to talk, but now this is the time for listening. They have understood. Nama also means your spiritual nama is given to you.
Nama također znači da dobijate svoju duhovnu namu.
You will no longer be Slatko and Mirjana. No, now comes the name which changes your whole life around. You will be a Krishna Das.
Više nećete biti Slatko, Mirjana ili nego sličan tome, nego ćete dobiti ime koje će u potpunosti zakrenuti vaš život. Postaćete jedan od Krishna Das.
Brijo Banu Nandini Devi Dasi. Yes. And Prima Vivata, it is said, when a soul becomes serious, he will say, alas, alas, I have served so long the material energy, Maya.
U Premovi Varti je opisano da kada duša postane ozbiljna, onda počne vapiti, jao, jao, proveo sam svoj život uzalud.
He will sincerely regret this.
I iskreno će to zažaliti.
Now I want to be a Krishna Das, a Hari Das, a Radha Dasi, a Vrishabhanu Nandini Dasi.
Sada želim postati Krishna Das, Hari Das, Radha Dasi ili Vrishabhanu Nandini Dasi.
Your name will remind you of this.
Na to će vas podsjećati vaše ime.
Previously you were saying, oh Slatko, you again blew it.
Ranije biste rekli, oh Slatko, opet si uprskao nešto.
Now when you remember yourself, you will say, oh Krishna Das.
A sada kada sami se podsjećate na nešto, reći ćete si: "O, Krishna das."
And immediately you will be awakened to the fact that now a new life starts.
I odmah ćete biti probuđeni, onda ćete se podsjetiti na tu činjenicu da započinje nov život.
This is nama, Krishna's nama and your own nama.
To je dakle nama, Krishna nama i vaša nova nama.
The fourth principle is mantra. This is a mantra is ideally has the beach mantra where sins are destroyed.
Zatim je četvrta mantra. Mantra posjeduje biđu, odnosno taj korijenski dio koji uništava sve grijehove.
Like om or kling.
Kao što su riječi om ili kling.
Or on the more heavy side, chom.
Ili može biti ovako nešto na jednoj malo žešćoj strani.
Mislim ja biđa.
A kada govorimo o Nrisimha biđama.
These are very powerful formulas, so to say, which can first destroy your sin and then pull your attention towards the transcendental reality.
Dakle, to je vrlo moćna sjeme, vrlo moćna biđa koja prije svega mogu uništiti vaše grijehove, a zatim vas također mogu povući u duhovnu stvarnost.
Soon the Gayatri book will flood the ISKCON markets.
Tržište u ISKCONu uskoro će biti preplavljeno knjigom o Gayatri.
Our minister of deity worship has declared it to be totally bona fide.
Naš ministar za obožavanje božanstava proglasio je potpuno vjerodostojnom.
You please all read it. It's very important.
Molim bih vas sve da je pročitate jer je vrlo bitno.
The main thrust of it is that when you meditate on your Gayatri mantras, you must actually meditate and not just mindlessly chant them.
Međutim, bit cijele knjige je da kada meditirate na svoje Gayatri mantre, onda zbilje trebate meditirati, a ne samo bezumno ponavljati.
We are reminded of Gop Kumar, who began to meditate more and more about the deity of the Gopal mantra.
Možemo se podsjetiti na Gop Kumara, koji je sve više i više meditirao na božanstvo i svoje Gopala mantre.
And we are reminded of his progressive states of advancement.
I možemo se prisjetiti njegovih stupnjeva napretka koji je bio postupan.
If we read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where the second part is really a glorification on the Gopal Gayatri mantra, we will get many important clues for our spiritual brahminical initiation.
Ako pročitamo Brihad Bhagavatamritu, a posebno njezin drugi dio u kojem se slavi Gopal Gayatri mantra, dobit ćemo jako puno uputa i tih smjernica koje su povezane sa našom drugom brahmanskom inicijacijom.
Our eyes will be open to the fact that actually three items are important to bring the brahminical initiation to its perfection.
I otvorit će nam se oči u vezi činjenice da su potrebne tri stvari kako je brahmanska inicijacija i mantranje tih mantri dostiglo svoje savršenstvo.
The ongoing, and let me repeat it again, the ongoing guidance of a spiritual master.
Dakle, to je stalno i želim bih opet ponoviti da je to bitno, dakle, stalno vodstvo duhovnog učitelja.
Vrindavan Dham.
Zatim Vrindavan Dhamma.
And the understanding of the mood of Krishna consciousness or the bhakti rasa.
I razumijevanje raspoloženja svjesnosti Krishne, to jest bhakti rasa.
Yes. These are certainly subjects which are for the more advanced devotees, they are for the Brahminical initiates.
Naravno, to su teme namijenjene naprednim baktama, odnosno onima koji primaju brahmansku inicijaciju.
The fifth treasure box of spiritual transformation is yagya, or the as we will describe it here, the deity worship.
A posljednja peta škrinjica tog duhovnog blaga transformacije, odnosno preobrazbe, jest jagja koju ćemo ovdje opisati kao obožavanje božanstava.
The Gayatri mantras will actually empower you to go close to God.
Gayatri mantra će vas opunomoćiti da se približite Bogu.
They are really very important if you want to come close to Krishna.
One su uistinu vrlo bitne ako se želite približiti Krishni.
We will now progress in the initiation ceremony.
A sada ćemo napredovati i u našem obredu obredu inicijacije.
We are reminded of the initiation ceremony of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis.
Možemo se prisjetiti inicijacije Rupe i Sanatana Goswamija.
Who were known as Dabya Kash and Sakya Sakar Malik, yes, Malik.
Koji su bili poznati kao Dabir Kas i Sakara Malik.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them and gave them their spiritual names, Rup and Sanatan, he requested all the devotees who were there to take on a very specific function and role.
Kad ih je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prihvatio za svoje učenike i dao im nova imena Rupa i Sanatana, zamolio je sve okupljene bakte da preuzmu jednu vrlo specifično određenu ulogu.
He requested them to bless the new initiates.
Zamolio ih je da blagoslove osobe koje su dobile inicijaciju.
See, on our spiritual path, we absolutely require the well wishes of the devotees.
Na našem duhovnom putu neophodno su nam nužni blagoslovi bhakta.
The devotees can go to Krishna on our behalf and say, there is this very nice devotee, please take care of him.
Bhakte mogu prići Krishni i u naše ime ga zamoliti da se pobrine za nas koje oni smatraju dobrim bhaktama.
My request to you is that you bend from your heart all enviousness and jealousy and bad feelings towards others.
Molba prema vama je da iz srca uklonite svu zavist, ljubomoru ili neke loše osjećaje koje imate prema drugima.
And sincerely desire the welfare of our initiates.
Te da iskreno poželite sve dobro našim novoiniciranima.
Yes, I'm very serious about it. You should help that this initiation ceremony becomes very nice.
Da, i vrlo sam ozbiljan po tom pitanju, da biste svi vi trebali pomoći kako bi ovaj obred inicijacije bio uspješan.
For you this ceremony can also be a transformation if you wish.
Ako želite, i za vas ovaj obred inicijacije može biti preobrazba.
You can remember what is the heart of the Vaishnava and what should become your heart.
Možete se prisjetiti što je srce Vaishnava i kako bi vaše srce trebalo postati.
You can also remember your own vows.
Također se možete prisjetiti vlastitih zavjeta.
You can now make an inventory. How well do I apply the instructions of our Krishna Chaitra Prabhu and Smita Krishna Prabhu and Maharaj in our life, in my life.
Sada također možemo napraviti duhovnu inventuru i pogledati koliko mi sami u svom životu slijedimo upute koje su nam dali Krišna Kshetra Prabhu ili Smita Krišna Svami.
Am I chanting attentively my rounds? This was one of the points of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
Mantram li pažljivo svoje krugove, što je bila jedna od poanti Krišna Kshetra Prabhu.
And do I really see this, you know, am I on the way? That is the point of Smita Krishna Maharaj.
I nalazim se na pravom putu, kao što je rekao Smita Krishna Maharaj.
So let the initiation proceed.
A sada nastavimo s inicijacijom.